Pete Dexter and John Irving have much in common. Each is a brilliant storyteller, each has won the National Book Award, and each has a new novel featuring a novelist character with a life resembling his own. Sadly, both these novels would have benefited from the attention of a good and gutsy editor. Spooner, Pete Dexter's seventh novel, tells of a troubled young boy who becomes a novelist after being beaten nearly to death because of an article he wrote for a Philadelphia newspaper. This event matches Pete Dexter's own life, and in the end, the darkly funny and evocative novel is a tribute to Dexter's real-life stepfather, who nurtured and saved him. He was a man long on patience and kindness, but in the end, just out of reach. John Irving's 14th novel, Last Night in Twisted River, includes the signature bear, the obsessive intrigue over one's hands, loggers in New Hampshire, and motherless boys, one of whom accidentally kills a woman early in the novel. The killer becomes a novelist, and he and his father spend the next 40 years on the run. Like Irving, this character attends the prestigious Iowa Writers' Workshop, teaches, achieves success early in his career as a writer, and has one son. With a little tightening and tweaking through their middles, both Spooner and Last Night in Twisted River could have soared beyond being the tragic comic ramblings of a master storyteller, but even as simply that, each is an entertainment worth any reader's time.